Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose.
Alrighty, good evening, everybody. This is the Fakeologist speaking. This is AllShotsClot.com, episode number 5. And on this day, we talk about everything vaccines and COVID. And we do this every Monday. It's a call-in show, so you basically just call in and say hi. Tell me your COVID story, your vaccine injury or death story. And this is a shadow of the show we used to do back in the day when we had that Facebook group guy on here, died suddenly. And we got a lot of phone calls, but we couldn't keep the stream going because Facebook just didn't allow it. And I don't know what the status of died suddenly is on Facebook because I'm not on Facebook for the most part. So we try and do this by word of mouth. We'll see how long it lasts, but really I just want to go through the Fakeologist website, the AllShotsClot.com website, where I put all the vaccine injury and death stories. I think it's a real thing. I moved those from the Fakeologist site for obvious reasons, from the Fakeologist site, and that's because It's not really a Fakeologist story anymore, but and a lot of people, there's some Fakeologists that don't believe anything is happening with the vaccine program. I am one that does. So on the main Fakeologist.com website, you will see a link to All Shots Clot. So click on that. You will go to AllShotsClot.com. And you'll just have to wait a second for it to load. And this is where you find all my vaccine stories. And there's a lot of them. I'm sure there's a reason why it's not loading tonight. I'm probably blocked out of it or something. Oh, my gardens. Okay. Well, I can't get in. Let me just try in. Let's try with a proxy. Maybe we can get in with a proxy because that would mean that my IP is blocked again. Let's see if that works. That's the last thing I would think to do is to try and get on my own website, allshotsclot.com, but it's not working. So I can't read the website if it's not working. So you're just going to have to bear with me while I contact my host and say, why can't I get on my own website? Let me just make sure that it's not the server. Fakeologist forums. That's funny. Well, I'll let Leonard talk away in the background there. I can't even get on the forums website. So it is the same website. Okay, so I have to put in a trouble ticket right now. So just give me a second here. I will play a FakeoTube video while I'm wasting my time doing this. I do have some FakeoTube related material on this topic. And my latest find. Okay, Leonard, that's enough. My latest find is Dr. McHonk Honk, who's a comedian, and I find him very funny. A few fakeologists didn't think he was funny at all, but I think he's funny. And he is some kind of comedian out of either Scotland or Ireland. I'm going to say Ireland, who is going to give us some of his humor. All I have to do is find my page here. I'm a little off. Please forgive me. Okay, here we go. We're going to go here to FakoTube, and we are going to play Dr. McHonk Honk. And he's on Twitter. He's been there a while. I don't know what his real name is, but here we go. We're going to play. We're going to play a couple of his ditties here. So this is the Pfizer prayer. I thought it was funny. And I'm going to bring it up, and you are going to watch it, and I hope everything streams properly. So let me do this while I put in a trouble ticket. I can just get my cursor to work here.
Hello.
Okay, let's unmute the site. Okay.
Dr. McHonk Honk, it's good to see you again. My symptom...
Pleasure is all yours, believe me. And it's Dr. McHonk Honk to you now. I've been awarded an honorary doctorate. Bye.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Here we go again with my streaming issues through Google Chrome. Oh, man. Okay, this is not good. All right, hold on a sec, people. I have so many issues with the Google Chrome. I don't know why it is giving FakoTube a hard time. So now I'm going to have to switch over to another place to look. So hold on a sec. This is technical issue show number 52. Wonder what the problem is.
Hello, Dr. McHonk Honk. It's good to see you.
Well, I can't get anywhere on this.
By Pfizer. Honk Honk!
Sorry, Dr. McHonk Honk. That's great news. How did you manage that?
It was easy, really.
Okay, let me keep going. Hold on a sec, people. Hold on a sec. Let me get this going. I apologize. We're going to get FakoTube going on another browser and see if that works. And here we go. All right. And Matt is in the chat. Hello, Matt. And we're going to see if we can get it going over here on this browser. And where is it here? The Pfizer prayer. Okay, let's see if this works.
All I did was turn a blind eye to the adverse vaccine reactions of my patients. If a patient came to me and said they had a stroke the day after the Pfizer vaccine, I would say, well, aren't you lucky you had the vaccine the day before? Honk, honk! It likely saved your life. If you had been unjabbed, you could have had what we call a super-duper stroke.
But doctor,
if a sporty 30-year-old was convinced that the Pfizer jab caused their recent heart attack, I would tell them that COVID caused the heart attack. And it would have been much, much worse if they hadn't been jabbed.
Isn't that a bit disingenuous?
Not at all. Look over there. Is that a Russian soldier? Honk, honk!
It's just that since you gave me that last Pfizer shot without my consent, I've been having terrible tightness in my chest and excruciating pains down my left arm.
Nothing to do with the Pfizer vaccine, though. Look over there. Is that the climate changing? Honkity honk! If I hadn't given you that jab, you would likely have pain down your right arm, too.
But doctor, isn't it the left arm that's closely associated with heart problems? Why would my right arm be sore, too?
Look over there. Is that Johnny Depp? Honk, honk.
Doctor, I really feel that the vaccine caused this.
Say the Pfizer prayer.
Doctor,
Say it.
Doctor, no.
The Pfizer prayer. Honk, honk.
Pfizer, in you I trust. Even if my heart doth bust. Strokes and clots and MND are harmless side effects of thee.
Yes.
Shingles, tingles, death and blindness are products of your endless kindness. My rock, my strength, there's none that's wiser than you, my omnipresent Pfizer. Amen. I mean, a person's.
Lovely. Honkity honk honk.
All right. A YouTube channel says the monkey face thing creeps me out. Yeah, that's the whole point, actually. Okay. Okay, so we're going to take calls tonight, and the number's on the bottom of your screen, or at least it will be. You can either call me on Skype at Fakeologist, and I will make sure the Skype is on. You can log into the Restream channel here, the studio at fake11.com/restream, or I will put the phone numbers on the scroll bar at the bottom of the screen, and you can call in there, 810-666-1984. Or 902-400-1984. And there's the scroll bar on there. Okay, I see all the numbers. Okay, everything's on the bottom there. Okay, so all the contacts are on the bottom. We're in Canada, 902-400-1984. So call in if you have any vaccine injury or death story. And we will put you on the air. We'll just discuss it. In the meantime, I will just keep playing a couple of these funny videos. I think they're funny. And you can find this guy. One of the things that I have on FakoTube is always the source. So if you want to click the source of the video, just click source and it'll bring you, in this case, to Twitter. Okay, so let's find another one. And I've got a couple other songs and things to play that are kind of funny. And here we go. Let's do the monkeypox one. This is a funny one.
Doctor, I am not feeling myself today at all, and I am terrified it might be the monkey COVID, or monkeypox even.
Well, I don't think it's monkey COVID, but we certainly can't rule it out. It's much more likely to be monkeypox or baboon hepatitis. We won't know for sure, though, until we do a PCR test at a cycle threshold of 150.
PCR tests? We're not using those again, surely, Doctor?
You better believe we are, monkey boy. The beauty of the PCR test is that if we ran your sample through enough cycles, we could find out you're related to King Louis from the Jungle Book. Isn't that exciting? Honk, honk.
So you can find anything in anyone with PCR? Just like the conspiracy theorists said?
Exactly. With PCR, I could find my car keys in your colon, if I wanted to. They wouldn't really be there, but I could bloody well make it look like they were. Honk.
Well, I'd rather not have a PCR test then, Doctor, if it's all nonsense. What about lateral flow tests?
Yes, take a lateral flow test. It should provide you with an accurate picture of your current health status. I promise.
Doctor, why are you crossing your fingers?
Was I? I had no idea. I certainly wasn't lying. I'll tell you what, monkey boy. Take 2 lateral flow tests and go with the one that tells you you're positive for whatever it is you imagine it's testing for. That should do it.
Okay, I'll do 2 of those, Doctor. Thanks.
Pleasure is all yours again, monkey boy. Now remember, if it's positive, isolate for 21 days. If it's negative, assume it's positive and isolate for 21 days. If it's inconclusive, be profoundly ashamed of yourself that you couldn't perform a gimmicky test to a suitable standard and isolate for 42 days. Isn't that exciting? Now get out of here, monkey boy. I've got vaccines to push on little kiddies.
Okay. That doesn't... That monkey does is kind of creepy, isn't it, people? Yeah, I think it's funny. Okay. Let us keep going with this until somebody calls in. You make the phone call, the videos will stop. So here we go. Let's do another one. Let us do another. I got some old videos I see that are top shows here at the bottom. On FakoTube, you can see the top videos that I have here. The number one video, which is must have been linked somewhere, a big website, is the SPARS pandemic between 2020 and 2025 and 2028. And that one came out 3 years ago. Or more. Might have to play that video to go back down memory lane there. But in the meantime, let's take a look at this one here. It's never the vax or we go to war. This is a longer one, but we'll play it.
Bit of a weird one today, Monkey Boy. I'm a bit baffled. I hope they're working on an mRNA jab for this widespread bafflement within the medical community.
Oh, I'm sure they will be.
Anyway, the strangest thing happened earlier. In comes this very young chap with his mother. Bright as a button he was. I could just sense the fire in this little dynamo. His zest for life was palpable.
You're almost sounding human, Doctor.
I gave the little boy his MMR jab, and as I was giving his mum the old spiel about how safe and effective it is, I watched the light drain from her darling boy's eyes in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly like someone had thrown a fire blanket over his brain or something. That's how I'd describe it. I saw it happen myself, Monkey Boy. Ever so baffling.
Is it, though?
Yes. This little guy had sparks in his eyes up until then. It's almost as if someone extinguished those sparks with a chemical foam or something.
You?
It's like the colours in his little world went from vibrant and lustrous to flat, matte, dull, in a matter of minutes, Monkey Boy. I can't help but think that it was caused by something in his environment. Fizzy drinks or air pollution, or maybe it was his parents' fault. Genetic predisposition and all that.
Maybe in some cases, but can you think of anything else that might have caused it in this child?
Definitely not. It's high time pharma companies funded more research into the possible causes of tragic events like this one. Research that won't even include the MMR jab that the child was given just beforehand, because it definitely couldn't have been that.
Pharma companies love that. You'd be surprised by how many times on a personal level I've heard that same story about children's eyes changing after that toxic shite.
Really? So this isn't the first time you've ever heard it? Gaw.
That's not, no.
Let's imagine for 1 minute that what you're saying is true, even though it's definitely not. It's been thoroughly debunked by the same people who profit most from these injections. So, say this injection did damage that little child. At least he might not get measles, mumps, or rubella going forward. Surely some quality consolation there.
His parents will be thrilled.
And even if he does get measles, mumps, or rubella in the future, we can always just claim it was a breakthrough case. Brilliant. Isn't that exciting? It's a bulletproof system, to be fair.
Not anymore. Do you know who the Amish are?
Look over there, Monkey Boy. Is that King Charles with a prostate so swollen it looks like he's sitting on a space hopper?
I don't care.
Well, I categorically do not want to speak about the Amish.
Why not?
I'll tell you why not, Monkey Boy. Because it's impossible to explain why incidences of autism within the Amish community are either zero or vanishingly small without veering headlong towards the conclusion that it's because of their incredibly low vaccination rates.
Bloody Amish. So you just avoid it?
Just ignore it completely, Monkey Boy. No good can ever come from even thinking about it. It's like looking at that graph which shows the steady increase in rates of autism and how it correlates perfectly with the ever-expanding childhood vaccination schedule. It's indefensible.
It sure is.
Moving swiftly on then. Another strange thing did happen last week. I'd just given an 8-week-old girl her 6-in-1 injection, an infusion of liquid health times 6 into her tiny, fragile body.
Insane.
Incredibly strangely, she developed a high fever later that evening and died that night. Sudden infant death syndrome. SIDS.
Just after you gave her 6 different concoctions in one syringe?
Mm-hmm. A perfectly healthy baby just gone. Poof. SIDS. Nothing more to be said about it, really. I can't help but think that it was caused by something in her environment, like fizzy drinks or air pollution or genetic predisposition.
The level of contempt I have for you and your kind it's hard to put into words.
It's high time pharma companies funded more research into the possible causes of tragic events like this.
Let me guess, research that won't include the 6-in-1 jab that the child was given just prior. Anything but that.
You're learning, monkey boy. We've got it all sewn up and it's very important that we keep it that way. The same rules apply for the COVID jab. The evidence could be slapping you around your stupid fucking faces, but you'll never get an admission of guilt from anyone. It can't happen.
We don't need admissions of guilt. They know that it's true, though.
I want you to imagine the astronomical income generated by the vaccine industry. Now imagine the number of institutions, reputations, livelihoods, etc. that depend on its uninterrupted continuation. Imagine the true scale of what stands to be lost if the truth ever came out. It can't happen.
So the illusion is so vast and all-encompassing that it could never be safely shattered. There'd be all-out war.
You certainly don't want to be going to war with these people, Monkey Boy. They're incredibly dangerous. Just look at what happened to Brandy Vaughan. She died of natural causes at home, age 44.
Fuck them all. The two most important things in this world are our children and the truth. And if we're not willing to fight for both those things with everything we have, then everything else is just meaningless. Many of us would happily die standing up to these ghouls.
Looks like we might just have a war on our hands then.
All right, that's another real good one. So that's Dr. McConkonk injecting the children. Very, very dark. I just find the guy's bang on. He's just hitting all the highlights and lowlights, as it were. So here he is here. I'm going to bring up his Twitter page so you can see this. It's Dr. McConkonk. He's fantastic. And he's been on here for a while. He's from the UK, so I guess that means he's not in Ireland. MRN Amazing Lepfuls of Care, LEP. So what else we got here? So he's been doing this for a while. And what day is it today? The 12th, 11th? Today's the 12th, so the last thing he posted is just really smart. Smart guy. If you feel a sense of fear about criticizing something, then that thing is the thing you should really have a closer look at, in my opinion. Certain people, places, topics, agendas, etc. have these carefully crafted walls built around them. They have easily repeatable terms attached to them. Put-downs that people don't want to be labeled with. They are promoted by mainstream media relentlessly. Parroted by politicians and idiot mainstream mouthpieces without question. If something is beyond question or beyond criticism, ask yourself why that is. For me, my top three in no particular order are trans agenda. I wouldn't put that on at all. Israel and Big Pharma. People are shit scared of the tags transphobe, anti-Semite, or anti-vaxxer science denier. I see evil in the workings of all three of these entities. In time, I believe everyone will. And then the first one is the Hall of Hoax here. This guy is saying, and what else? What other replies are there? Hold on a sec. Okay, these are the replies. And yeah, just unbelievable. You are a voice of sanity in an insane world. Cultural Marxism. Just really, really good. Really good stuff. Climate denier, Islamophobe. You can't criticize who has power over you. New World Order, WEF, immigration. Oh, this guy's... A lot of people say the Holocaust. Well, that's written into law, for God's sakes. In many countries. So I really like this guy. I am going to just, while we're live here, ask if he can do an interview here. I don't think I can send him a direct message. Oh, yeah, I can. Get subscribed. Get verified. I see. You have to get verified. Oh, I see. You got to sign up. No, I don't want to do that. Okay, so he's not following me. So I'll just send him a message and ask if he can do an interview, because he would be fantastic. I want to play a few more of these here. Okay, how do we get out of this? Back, back, I say, back. Okay. Where am I here? Okay, let us play another. Okay, can I play through? This is Brave Browser. So let's play. Here's another pretty good anti-vax song. Who does this one here? This is from Dr. O. He's pretty interesting. So listen to this one.
Poison causes myocarditis. We need to stop the shots, people.
Once I had a vaccine, it was a gas. Soon turned out I had a heart of glass. Seemed like the real thing, only to find mutual mistrust, vax gone behind.
Doesn't stop transmission. What? Oh, reduce the symptoms.
Once I had a vaccine, it was divine. Soon found out I was losing my mind. It seemed like the real thing, but I was so blind. Mucho mistrust, facts gone behind. In between, what I find's not pleasing, I'm not feeling fine. Facts are so confusing, there's no peace in mind. If I fear I'm losing you, it's just no good. You tease like you do. Rainfall. Once I had a vaccine, it was a gas. Soon turned out I had a heart of glass. Seemed like the real thing, only to find who's your mistrust, love's gone behind.
That's right.
Lost inside, adorable illusion that I cannot hide. I'm the one you're using, please don't push me aside. We could have made it cruising, yeah. La la la. You're riding high on back to foolish liar. Once I had a vaccine, it was a gas. Soon turned out to be a pain in the ass. Seemed like the real thing, only to find mutual mistrust, facts gone behind.
StopTheShots.net. Gotta get this poison bad, people.
All right, I like that one. Another good one. That's Dr. O. He's got a Twitter channel. Let's just take a peek at that. Dr. O. I thought that was pretty well done. Maybe you could go. This is Ben Marble. He's allegedly some kind of doctor. So that's pretty good. I'll do a repost to that. Let's look at some of his stuff here. I mean, obviously the anti-vax stuff is everywhere. There's just so much. It's just incredible. So this guy is a very prolific, very, very prolific poster here. Just, it's amazing. I don't know where these guys get the time. They must be in front of their computers all day. And just amazing. I could just go on and on and on and on. Yeah, here's somebody. Even doctors have to talk about Taylor Swift. They're all just wondering why does this so-called female look so much like a boy? Well, I don't know why people are so stunned that they can't figure it out that it is a boy, but unbelievable. So this guy's talking about everything. I wonder if he does much doctoring. Okay. Oh, I see. That's why he had to wear a mask. Okay. All right. Where are we here? So that's Dr. O. If he did that, that was really well produced audio, I must say. So well done, Dr. O. Don't forget, you can call in if you want, 810-666-1984. This is one of a million different videos I get in my BitChute email alert. And here's Coronavirus Plushie. He's actually a really good guy to follow. I think I'm following him. I am following him. And why don't we play this one here?
Hi, Rishi Sunak. I've got so much to say, but such little time. My name is John Watt, and I'm one of the COVID vaccine injured in this country. I want you to look into my eyes, Rishi Sunak, and I want you to look at the pain, the trauma, and the regret I have in my eyes. We have been left with no help at all. Not only...
I see that the crime minister of England, or the UK rather, is doing the Justine Trudeau thing, where they do these town halls. Now, you got to be careful that these aren't plants. Like, I would say that most of the people that ask questions are plants or pre-selected. And whether this guy is a real vaccine injured person or not, I do not know. But you just have to be careful what you're watching. So just keep that in mind. I've never watched this, so I'll continue playing.
Only am I in here that's vaccine injured. There's another man over there whose life's been ruined by that COVID-19 vaccine. I know people who have lost legs, amputations. I know people with heart conditions like myself, Rishi Sunak. Why have I had to set up a support group in Scotland to look after the people that have been affected by that COVID-19 vaccine? Why are the people who are in charge, who told us all to do the right thing, have left us all to rot and left me and the thousands and the tens of thousands in this country to rot? Rishi Sunak, look me in the eye. When are you going to start to do the right thing? The vaccine damage payment scheme is not fit for purpose. In Scotland right now, according to the yellow card system, there are over 30,000 people that have had an adverse reaction to that vaccine. And
okay.
Deaths.
John, thank you very much indeed for your question.
It's time for you to start doing the right thing, Mr. Rishi Sunak, and the rest.
You've made a really strong point, John.
So it's interesting. The guy wants money, but he doesn't say, when are you going to stop pushing the vaccine? Because I think Rishi Sunak to this day is telling people to go get the clot shot. So I think this is sort of a red herring issue. It is important that people that get hurt, even though they voluntarily rolled up and submitted to the coercion. But I think this is sort of them steering the tsunami of anti-vax sentiment.
Prime Minister.
Yeah, John Bullock. Let me be unequivocal from this dispatch box that COVID vaccines are safe, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. So this coronavirus plushie guy is just saying it's not working. Well, here's answers for Sean. This guy is a huge anti-vax guy, but I'm extremely concerned that he is possibly controlled opposition. He's the guy that carries around his son's picture. Okay, so yeah, you got to be really careful. That's my take on it. Because they are controlling the narrative and they know people are getting injured or killed by the vaccine, but most of those people just want the government to pay them. They don't say anything about when are you going to stop pushing the damn thing? Tominoid in the chat says, part of me just says boo-hoo. That's what you get for going along with this BS. Zha Dain Suyu something or other says this is hilarious with regards to the Dr. McConkonk. You said that on Twitter, so thanks for joining on Twitter. We got one whole person on Twitter tonight. So you guys, if you want to call in and tell us your story, you can even call in and say you don't have a story. I'm okay. We got one last week, but the phone lines are open. They'll be open for another 20 minutes or so. I just really want to play my anti-vax videos. I have so many of them. What else we got here? Today, of course, I was doing a lot of listening to fakeologist type stuff. So sometimes I concentrate on the fakeologist stuff. Sometimes I go down the anti-vax stuff. What else do we have here? This is a video from 3 years ago that's got 60,000 views on FakoTube. Let's see if the original is up. The original was on, Video Press. Okay. Well, why don't we just play this and see what it's all about?
Do you have an open mind? Can you suspend judgment for a moment? Most people can't. But what if your job depends on it? What if the freedom to hug people depends on it? What if your life depends on it? Here's a new theory. First, consider that we live in a world where everything is toxic. The soil, the water, the air, our food, even our medicines are toxic. Even stress can be toxic. Now imagine that all these toxins are poisonous to us on a cellular level. Imagine that our cells have a defense and respond to the situation. Poisoned genetic material.
All right, we have a caller in there. Where are you calling from, please? And what's your name? Go ahead, caller in there. Oops, I got to answer the phone. Oh, hello, we have a caller in there. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
Hello, I'm Dookie Foot from Arkansas.
Dookie Foot from Arkansas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is the first time I've actually caught a live show. Thanks for sending me the text message when you go live.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you got it. California's having a hard time getting the text message. So good. You got it. Way to go, Dookie Foot.
Way to go.
Whereabouts in Arkansas? I crossed into Arkansas for 10 minutes when I was in Memphis. I went over that bridge just to say I went to Arkansas. Ooh.
Heck yeah, that's where I'm originally from, is Memphis. But I live in the Northwest Arkansas area by the Walmart home office.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. But let me give a shout out to somebody named Fishfly. He's the one that recommended your FakoTube website. And as soon as I first looked at it, I was blown away. I was hooked.
Aw, thank you.
Is this the All Shots Clot show? Or
talk about vaccines. Well, yeah, this is Mondays. I'm trying to keep it to that, but I'll go anywhere tonight. I'm pretty loosey-goosey.
No, I wanted to call in on All Shots Clot. So I got two daughters, and my oldest one, who's 7 now, she, here's the bad thing, because my brother had already told me, he's like, hey, man, listen, dude, stay away from them shots, I'm telling you. And like, man, I don't know, dude. And then, you know, when you have a baby, especially when you go to the hospital and have one.
Yep.
They just talk the craziest amount of shit to get you to go along with what they're selling.
Yes.
And all these fake warnings and all that. But anyway, so I ended up going against what my brother had told me, even though he had one of his kids had suffered some type of autism-like disease from vaccines. And so, you know, so we went in, and it was constantly with going to the pediatrician's office to get these shots, right?
Yeah.
And everything I thought was going okay up until the 18-month MMR shot.
Okay.
And we took her in there, and then it's like, as soon as she had the shot, we brought her home, and then it was like somebody hit her in the top of the head with a hammer.
Oh my God.
It's like almost everything that she had learned up to that point was just like, she was a zombie for like 3 or 4 days straight. She just sat there and just didn't even do anything. And
did she eat?
No, she did. She ate a little bit, but yeah. I mean, her whole behavior was completely changed. Like, she literally just sat there and just spaced out for like 3-4 days straight. And then it took a long time for her to recover. And that was it. That was the very last time we even went to a pediatrician.
Amen.
We've had another child since then. And, like, it's crazy because immediately after she got the MMR shot, it made her eyes cross.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, what's going on here? And then the other day when you had that one show and you were talking, you played one clip where the guy was talking about how the adjuvants get in there. And it causes the white blood cells to chase down the aluminum, and it creates the clots and the little capillaries and stuff.
You got that right.
I think that's what happened to her eye.
That's exactly what I think happened. What happens is all the cranial nerves that control everything in the head, including every sense and every part of your face, those cranial nerves get damaged by the aluminum. And it kills or short circuits those cranial nerves. So, for instance, they'll try and blame, from what I understand, the eyes turning in on just a muscle spasm. But I think it's or just a damaged muscle. So they will cut or alter the muscle to bring the eye back to where it should be. But it's because the nerve that controls it is misfiring. So it's a short circuit. So, for instance, I think it takes effort for your, so I guess the nerve that keeps the eye in the proper position is short circuiting. So they try and blame it on some kind of muscle injury, but I think it's the nerve. So yeah, that's the other guy that really turned me on that says similar things is a guy named Forrest Moretti. And I wanted to get him on the show, but he's kind of shy, I guess. And I put a lot of his videos on FakoTube as well. I don't know if you've seen them, but his main thing is, if you ever looked at a vaccine damaged face, and he says their face is crooked. Lopsided smile, misaligned eyes. Let me play a bit of this.
I want to show you something very odd. Something.
This guy's a video producer, so his videos are very high quality, and he's just very good. So have a listen to this for a little bit.
Bizarre, actually. Have you noticed how?
Can you hear it? Okay. Are you able to hear him? Okay.
Yeah, I had to put you on speaker real fast.
Yeah, no problem. Just take a listen to this.
How crooked everyone's faces have become. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about in a second, but about 2 years ago, I noticed it. And the journey that I went on as I tried to understand what was causing it brought me a very, very long way along from where I started to the point where I feel like a lot of things about modern disease that we don't understand were shown to me. It's very strange. Anyway, I'm going to show you these faces, and then I'm going to explain what I think is causing it. And I hope you can stay around for the whole thing, because it's going to take some explaining. But I think if you can watch the whole thing and come to the same understanding that I have about these theories that I'm going to propose.
Now, this
may change something.
This is a 2-hour video. I was hoping
it'd
be a little more
everyone's
succinct.
Everyone's faces have become crooked. Here's a look at five people.
Yeah, this is more visual, but what he's saying is everyone has partial facial paralysis that gets these vaccines. And we're not just talking the COVIDs, we're talking childhood vaccinations. So what happens is the face has partial paralysis because the muscles that control the face equally on both sides are contracting involuntarily, possibly because of short circuiting of those cranial nerves. So anyway, that's Forrest Moretti. So I'm off on a tangent, but let me let you speak some more. So go for it.
No, I think it's less of short circuiting and more of the blood clotting and just totally killing that part of the body.
Okay.
Because I've known people from my hometown that out of nowhere developed type 1 diabetes, which was supposed to be a childhood thing.
Oh, wow.
And it's, how did you get type 1 diabetes? That's happened to two people in my hometown, both when they were already adults.
How recently was that?
This was, okay, well, I'm 37 and both of these guys are my age. And this was probably, the first one was probably maybe 16 or so. He almost went blind out of nowhere one day because his blood sugar was so jacked up.
Right.
And the second guy was probably about 18, 19, before he found out he had type 1 diabetes. And to me, I find that totally bizarre until you start hearing these things like, well, the, you know, aluminum causes your white blood cells to create blood clots because it's trying to get this stuff. Sorry, I had to put you on speak.
Isn't that a great
working? I probably
great. Should have waited. I'm glad you called in. It's okay. I call on the road all the time. I think it's great. Isn't that the best explanation you've heard, bar?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I found because there are no other explanations. I was told with my daughter, type 1 is caused by genetics and it's in the family. I said, I've looked through our whole family tree. We don't have any diabetics anywhere, type 1 or type 2. I know they're not related, but there is no diabetes in my family. And then the other myths that, oh, they eat too much sugar. No, that's a myth. That has nothing to do with it. You can eat as much sugar as you want. You'll just get fat, but it's not going to kill your pancreas. So there's those. So yeah, this is Dr. Andrew Molden has the absolute best. And you add that up with the Forrest Moretti stuff, and it really starts to make more sense. So you think those areas of the face are just dead? Those muscles? See?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See my daughter had the. We took her to the. To the surgeon and had the surgery done,
right?
And it didn't correct anything,
right?
She still got they call it a lazy eye. There's nothing lazy about it. It wasn't lazy before the 18 month shot, and honestly it could have the eye issue could have happened at a previous shot, and I just didn't pay enough attention until the serious damage was caused at the 18th month shot. Because all of a sudden everything hit me. I mean, like a ton of bricks, and I was so mad at myself, dude. I just really had a lot of anger at that time, but because I was warned and I still wanted to put trust in these little demons.
Oh yeah.
And but that was the very last time that and unfortunately it happened. But I guarantee you it's going to be the last time they burn me. My youngest daughter has never been to a pediatrician, and I don't see any reason for her to ever. So apart from the dentist, that's about the only time they even see a doctor. So, and I'm very careful to avoid all the crap that they offer too. But man, it's just... Once you start learning how deep it goes with all this web of lies, you see the world in a whole another way. And it shows like yours that I'm glad exist.
Oh, thank you.
I wish you could get on a bigger platform or someone that has a bigger audience so more people would know about you. Like I said, if it wasn't for some random guy I met in a different forum, I would have probably never found your website. You know, they don't... You can Google, you can have a very precise word for word search on YouTube or Google. And if it's something they don't want you to see, it doesn't matter what you type in. It's never going to pop up unless you have an actual URL. So they're really good at hiding what they don't want you to see.
Oh, I agree.
But hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I really can't talk right now.
No, that's fine.
I got a job to finish.
No, please. But, I appreciate you calling. It's Dookie Foot, right?
Yes, sir. And I'll try to make an account on the forum. I just don't know how yet. It's got a complicated mess going on over there. But
oh, we have a complicated mess. You got it. Well, if you just text me your email address. You know what? Text me your email address and I'll add all your passwords. Because I got a blog. I got FakoTube. I've got a whole mess of websites. It is a mess. I agree. I don't take any offense at that. But yeah, it's all. I'm super diversified.
Well, and I get that, and I like it, but like, so the other day I tried to hit log in or something or sign up or something, and it didn't even take me anywhere. I clicked on like 3 or 4 times. I don't know if it was just because of my phone or what.
Oh, it could be my website.
I appreciate you taking my call, but I got to get off.
All right. Thank you, Dookie Foot, for calling.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. And thanks. And my mouse just froze. So. You know, this has been a technological disaster tonight's show. I can't even move my mouse, so it could be dead. The mouse could be dead, which is possible because I haven't charged it in a little bit. But, I can't even play a song while I plug in my mouse. So I just hold on a sec, people. I can't take a call. I can't do anything. So hold on, let me just plug in my manual mouse here. See if that works. Just hold on. Hold on, everybody. Plug this mouse in. Manual mouse. Okay. Does manual mouse work? No. Manual mouse doesn't work. So nothing works. That means I am frozen. On Frozen Pond. Gotta like it. So I'm going to have to end this show. Oh, my gardens. I don't know what is happening with this site. So we're going to end the show now. It's been about an hour. We played a lot of music. But I think I have to reboot my system, which really sucks. Because we are on Frozen Pond right now. So I don't even know what is killing it right now. But we're dead. So we are going to see what's killing it. Task manager. Something is bringing us down. Even though I'm still broadcasting. Just can't get the mouse going here. So you can't do a damn thing with Windows. Unless you have a mouse. We'll just start closing down programs here. And this show has been a technological disaster, as I've said to everybody. And still no mouse. I think it's Google Chrome. So Chrome is a piece of crap. So if I close Chrome the manual way, that might get me out of here. I think it is Chrome. I don't know what is going on with Chrome. I guess I'll have to uninstall Chrome. Well, since you guys are still hanging out here, I will just now sign off and say goodnight to everybody. And sorry about the Google Chrome bringing me down again, but we're going to wrap it up here. And thanks everyone for joining in. All Shots Clot is every Monday. We had Dookie Foot call in. I really appreciate Dookie Foot calling in. Pretty much more confirmation bias for me when I hear stories like terrible stories like that. It is really depressing. But on the other hand, it's really good to hear that he's stopped and he's not doing that anymore. So that is really, really good news that Dookie Foot is going to stop with the vaccine. It's too bad it took a vaccine injury to get that, to make that happen. All right, so we will, looks like I can't get any farther. It looks like I'm still having issues. So thanks everybody for calling in, and I'm gonna uninstall Chrome, I think, and get things going. I see some questions, seed oil and many things also. Yeah, seed oil is no good too, but yeah. And not shocked, the network may have clotted. Yes, the network has clotted. I'm having a Chrome clot tonight. So all Chrome browsers clot. No, just Google Chrome. It is the, I don't know, it's just the worst. So I'm going to have to uninstall it and start over. All right, guys, take care. All the best.